to Move Forth with Grace. I'm so glad you're here to immerse yourself into God's Word and to open your heart to His lessons today so that the wisdom of God can move through you and into the lives of those around you and continue in generations to come. Welcome, welcome. Today's podcast is brought to you by Never Bands. These are medical freedom bracelets I created for adults and children. I teamed with a medical ID jewelry company in Texas so that you can equip yourself and your family against the unethical enforcement of the experimental COVID-19 injection and any other injection that might be coming our way, no matter what situation you find yourselves in. By wearing these, we can band together to preserve medical freedom. Get yours today at www.neverbands.shop. It is also brought to you by the Move Forth brand. On my website, you can find tips on freedom, health, grace, homeschooling, and find ways that I might be helpful to you and your family. My website is www.move-forth.com. I'm reading from the Founders Bible. It is a New American Standard Bible that includes historical documents from the Founders era. It is an incredible Bible for you and your family, and you can find one today at www.foundersbible.com. Well, today is day 22 in our 30-day series of Faith Over Fear. We are going to be in Job 42, verses 1 through 3 today. Job's confession. Then Job answered the Lord and said, "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have declared that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know." And that is our reading today. I know that you know that God can do all things, right? We have said that. We know it very clearly, and yet it is so easy for us to forget, isn't it? Especially when we are in a place of fear. It's literally like that truth shuts down within our mind, within our soul, within our heart, and we can only see what's in front of us or what is coming toward us, and there might not even be anything physically coming toward us at all. It could just be literally our thoughts worrying about what might happen in the future. I know that I am absolutely guilty. Absolutely. And so we can forget. And so Job is confessing that he didn't know and that now he is seeing things more clearly. He has been basically awakened by the Spirit of God, and he is telling him that he's sorry. And that is something that we can do at any time also. And I highly recommend it. I know that I do it often. Like, here I am again, Lord, I'm worrying about something that isn't happening and trying to plan and making sure that, you know, everybody's prepared for what might happen. But when we truly understand, and when the Spirit of God is leading us, none of that noise and chaos is in our minds. No fear, no, none of it. And so we know very clearly, no, God, you've got me. Thank you. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your love, right? And we can just be unstoppable at that point, fearless, basically. I never even thought that I could even understand what fearless meant in my life. And ever since coming back to Jesus, and over these last few years, as I've been, you know, in the progressive sanctification process, right? Because we're never completely like Christ. It's a journey. It's a beautiful journey, and one that will never end until we meet him. So we are in it for the long haul. But I can say that there have been times where I have felt fearless, and that is my prayer for you also, if this is something that grips you from time to time. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, help us to see quickly when we forget the power of who you are, and that you can do all things, and that nothing and no one can stop that. Nothing can stop your plan. No one can stop your plans. When we are gripped with fear or worry or anxiety, it is hard for us to remember this, Lord. And we just pray that we can catch it quickly when we fall into that trap of fear, whether it be just thoughts in our mind or worries or stress, any of those things, Lord, any challenges that we face that create fear within us, Lord, we just pray that we can stop that process as quickly as possible. And remember that you can do all things. We cannot. And that your plans cannot be stopped. Help us to be able to confess to you when we forget, Lord. Help us to come to you and tell us that we are sorry for worrying again, for dwelling in fear again. Please help us to just come to you quickly. Thank you for your love and your protection over us, Lord. And we just say this prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, that concludes our episode for today. I hope that it lifted you up today and that you can remember to go to God quickly, to get back to knowing the truth of who He is. I look forward to being with you in the next episode. Take care.